What if their smart speaker never stopped listening? Alexa just got sued for recording people again. And they didn't even say Alexa. It was all while people were just talking and living. And this is part of a rotten system that's been running for years. One that lets Amazon dodge fines, harvest your voice, and keep building smarter surveillance with your words. They've even been caught keeping records of kids after parents tried to delete them and using those voices to train their AI. In this video, I'm exposing exactly how it works and showing you how to lock it down and protect your home from the inside out. If you want the full teardown guide, how to delete your Alexa data, lock down your network, and still keep smart home control, it's free below. Let's get into it. What's really going on inside your Alexa and why she's always listening isn't a joke. Alexa is always on, even before you start talking. Echo devices run in a constant low power listening mode, waiting for the wake word. Alexa, Echo, computer, or even Ziggy if you're feeling spicy. But the moment she hears something close enough, the mic cranks to full power and starts streaming your voice to Amazon servers in real time. You heard that right. The second she thinks you said her name, your voice gets uploaded, analyzed, transcribed, and tucked away in Amazon's cloud. The original audio gets stored while the transcript is also stored. And until 2019, all of this was kept indefinitely. Now, after years of backlash, Amazon finally introduced an auto-delete setting, but you had to dig through the menus and turn it on yourself, while most people never did. And here's the dirty little secret. Even when you do delete recordings, Amazon can still keep anonymized versions for training their AI models. And as I always say, data anonymization is a complete myth. So why is all of this happening? Why does Alexa need to store so much of what you say? Because that data is gold. One study found Alexa voice data can trigger ad auctions that are 30 times more valuable than basic web tracking. And guess what? That juicy data isn't confined to Amazon's backyard. It's shared with as many as 41 advertisers who then pass it on to 247 plus third parties. Every slip up, accidental recording, and every time your kid blurts out something weird in the background, it's behavioral gold dust for algorithmic advertising and product targeting. And if you're thinking, okay, but I'm careful, I only talk to her when I need something. Brace yourself, because a lot of the time, Alexa listens even when you don't say her name. And that's where things get dark. So what happens when Alexa gets triggered by mistake and starts recording without anyone realizing? How often does Alexa get it wrong, and what happens when she does? One couple found out the hard way when Alexa recorded their entire private conversation and sent it to one of the husband's coworkers. They didn't summon Alexa or ask her to do anything. She just misheard a chain of background words as commands, like send message to Johnny. Yes, and there it went. Their full private conversation broadcast to a third party without their consent or a clue until the recipient called them like, did you mean to send this? That's really awkward. Alexa misfires constantly. It's way more common than most people think. A Northeastern University study tested Alexa devices across multiple environments and found they accidentally activate up to 19 times per day. All it takes is something that sounds remotely similar to Alexa. Stuff like election, Alexis, congresswoman, or background noise from the TV. And that's enough to flip the mic from passive to live streaming your life. And once that stream starts, what you say for the next 2 to 30 seconds gets uploaded to Amazon. That includes your voice, your kids' chatter, phone calls, medical information, arguments, and your can you grab my credit card moments. It's all fair game. That data gets stored, used, shared, trained on, and then fed back into the machine learning models. Some of those same accidental recordings have ended up in court as evidence for murder trials, domestic violence cases, with real people and consequences, all because a speaker in their living room decided to eavesdrop at the worst possible time. The worst part is that most people never even know it happened. You'd have to manually check your Alexa voice history. And who's actually doing that on a regular basis? If adults are struggling to dodge these landmines, what happens when kids start talking to Alexa? What's Alexa really doing with your kids' voices? They called it Alexa Kids. It has a cute name, bright colors, fun games, and parental controls. But behind the cartoon voice and bedtime stories, Amazon was secretly stockpiling something way more valuable: your children's voices. In 2023, the FTC slapped Amazon with a $25 million fine because the company was illegally retaining children's voice recordings and geolocation data. Here's what went down. Parents tried to delete their kids' interactions with Alexa. Amazon pretended to comply, but in reality, they kept transcripts buried deep in their systems. Some of you may believe it was an accident, but they really did it because children's voice data is incredibly valuable to train AI models. Why? Because kids are unpredictable. They speak in weird patterns. Their voices change constantly as they grow. They mispronounce things. They get emotional and expressive and raw, and Alexa gets all of it. That makes the recordings gold for teaching AI how to understand nuance, emotion, and the evolution of language. It's pure, spontaneous data. The FTC called it what it was. Amazon sacrificed privacy for profits. The $25 million fine is less than 12 minutes of Amazon's revenue. And no, they didn't slow down after that. After the fine, Alexa Kids kept expanding with more features, devices, and more kids hooked in. Because the playbook works. Hide what you're doing, profit off of it, get caught, and pay a slap on the wrist fine. The FTC fine forced Amazon to stop storing kids' voice data after use. But that's about it. They didn't have to delete all of the transcripts already collected, and they're still allowed to process the data in real time. So functionally, almost nothing changed. The recording and training still happens, the money still gets made, and the fine ended the hoarding, not the system that made it profitable in the first place. So they keep going. And if this part freaked you out a bit, the Smart Home Privacy Guide shows exactly how to fix every setting we've talked about. Regulators thought they finally had Amazon pinned down. A privacy feature had been holding the line, the one last setting that gave users some control over their data, until Amazon quietly deleted it. Why would they kill the only real privacy safeguard left on Alexa? How many times can you break the law before it just becomes strategy? In March of 2025, Amazon silently deletes the only real privacy feature Echo devices had, the Do Not Send Voice Recordings toggle. It was a strategic choice. And the reason was that they now needed your data to power Alexa Plus, which is Amazon's new generative AI rollout. On-device privacy was no longer compatible with that business model, so they scrapped it quietly. It was the next step in a long, deliberate pattern that's been playing out for years. And the timeline speaks for itself. In 2018, Alexa sent private conversation to a random contact. Amazon admits it, but there's no structural change. The next year in 2019, class action lawsuits hit over child voice data, but Amazon keeps growing. Then in 2021, users sue over wiretapping while Amazon denies wrongdoing. In 2023, the FTC fines Amazon $25 million for illegally retaining kids' data. But they launch more Alexa Kids features afterward. And in 2025, after deleting the privacy feature, new complaints pile in. But every time they get caught, they issue a PR statement, cut a check, and move on, with another product launch just around the corner. It's a cycle. Break the rules, pay the fine, scale faster. To me, it's like watching a casino rig the game in real time and still walk away richer every time the house gets sued. So if Amazon keeps getting fined and keeps doing it anyway, what does that tell you about the real cost of breaking the law, if it's even breaking the law in the first place? What if breaking the rules was more profitable than following them? Let's do the math. Amazon gets fined $25 million for illegally hoarding kids' voice recordings. Outrage ensues. But behind the scenes, that data helps train models that power Alexa Kids, Alexa Plus, and future AI integrations. In return, they rake in billions in product sales, targeted ads, and third-party data deals. Like we said, the fine was less than 12 minutes of Amazon's global revenue. But what did they gain? New product verticals, better AI, and more advertising leverage. It's the model. Big tech has figured out that laws don't really stop them. At worst, they slow them down briefly. Facebook paid $5 billion over Cambridge Analytica. It was 1% of their market cap. Barely even a speed bump. The stock price bounced back like nothing ever happened. So Amazon knows the game. The goal isn't to avoid crossing the line, it's to cross it first, collect the data, lock in the profits, and pay the penalty after you've already won. They've even patented the future of this. One Amazon filing describes Alexa detecting your emotions, like tiredness, sadness, and illness, and then recommending products based on how your voice sounds. So if you sound hoarse, Alexa might offer cough syrup at a discount. When you sound overwhelmed, your meditation apps, vitamins, and Amazon-branded wellness kits get recommended to you. Your feelings become a targeting layer. In big tech's economy, the first to cross the line wins, and the fine just buys your next lap. Here's the simple formula that they're running. Illegal profit minus fine equals net gain. And when the gain outweighs the ethics, it's an easy decision every time. It's just the cost of doing business. But here's the part that actually matters. You're not forever stuck in this dystopian rigged machine. How can you push back? Look, I've been in cybersecurity a long time. I've tried every privacy setting, network trick, and obscure toggle. But honestly, the most effective method I've found for stopping Alexa is this. It's extremely offline, zero data leakage, 10 out of 10 would recommend. It's the only time I've ever seen her truly go silent. Rest in pieces, queen. But I know a lot of y'all depend on the convenience of smart home devices. So here's how you can still use smart tech and protect yourself. You've really got to stop playing by the defaults. Here's how to rig the game back in your favor. Mute the mic when you're not using it. That little red light is your only real off switch. Auto-delete recordings every 3 months. Amazon buried this feature in your account settings, but it's still there. Kill voice ID. That personalized experience is just fancy excuse for more profiling. Disable random third-party skills. Most are data leeches with access to way more than they need. Put smart devices on a separate Wi-Fi network, so don't let your Echo sit next to your work laptop on the same network. Tell your kids the truth. She's a microphone tied to a billion-dollar surveillance engine, not their friend. So score yourself out of 6. If you check off 3 or more of these, you're ahead of 90% of users. And if you get all 6, you're basically invisible to the system compared to the average Echo household. This disrupts their profit model and protects your privacy, which I think is a double win. Because even if Amazon won't stop listening, you can stop giving them anything worth hearing. But that leads to the bigger truth we need to face. Why doesn't anything ever change? Because the system is functioning exactly as it was designed to. Amazon never accidentally collected your voice, your kids' questions, or your emotional state. They engineered, hired, and patented for it. They bet the whole business on it. They're in complete control here. And they're ahead of regulators by entire product cycles. Every time someone gets mad, there's a settlement, maybe a fine with a line and a press release, but the mic stays on. It's the same pattern over and over again. Violate privacy, profit massively, get caught, pay a fine, release a smarter Alexa. And it keeps happening because the tech economy rewards it. The faster you collect data, the bigger your moat. The earlier you train your models, the more powerful your AI. The more you know about your users, the harder it is for them to leave. But here's the quiet truth most people miss. You are the last privacy feature that works. So if you want to shut this down, grab the free smart home privacy PDF below. Delete your Alexa data, lock down your home, and swap in smarter tools. There's a 24-hour quick start guide inside. Hit like if this helped, drop a comment if you caught Alexa listening when she shouldn't, and subscribe if you want more no BS privacy tools from someone with 15 years in the field. Every time you opt out, mute the mic, skip the smart speaker, you make the system a little dumber, weaker, and less profitable. And yeah, Amazon's listening, but now, so are we.